welcome to today's best podcast ever. I'm your host, Jason Byrne, and today's date is April 2nd, the day after April's Fools, so we won't be doing any pranks on you.
That was yesterday.
Exactly. I have with me my cohorts in action.
April Mitchell.
And Chris Scott.
And we got a bit of news for you. Some D&D news. Some entertainment news, of course. Some loud screams. Video game news. Famous birthdays. I got some TikTok. We're going to talk about some April Fool's stuff. And Comic-Con updates. So let's go ahead and open up with D&D news.
Oh, that would be great if I could open up a document. Give me just a second. Let's talk about why I can't find my folder. There we go. Okay, D&D news. This is going to involve a lot of internet surfing. Okay, so for D&D news, April 2nd, 2017, I got some good stuff. So, remember that countdown timer on Planescape.com that I told everybody to keep track of?
Yeah, the world's going
to
end?
No. Mm-hmm. Actually, the old video game Planescape Torment is being remastered to be released on April 11th.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
So let me go find my article.
Speaking of remastered, Blizzard remastering their StarCraft, of course.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week.
Yeah, they had a video on it this week.
Okay, the rework for Planescape Torment, it polishes the game with a 4K-friendly interface on Macs and Windows PCs, a remastered soundtrack and interface tweaks such as area zooming and quick looting that reflect 18 years of progress.
Nice.
It even has the help of lead Torment designer Chris Avalone, sorry if I butchered your name, who's curating various fixes and upgrades to create his ideal vision of the game.
So they just took user-submitted stuff, maybe some of their own, and then packaged it up.
This is also the first version of the RPG built for mobile, with both Android and iOS versions arriving the same day.
That's nice.
Suffice it to say that you'll want a tablet if you go that route, since there's a lot of info to juggle at the same time.
What, you don't want to play it on your little Samsung Galaxy or anything? Come on now.
Come on, 5S, let's do it.
Yeah.
Beamdog is releasing the computer versions of Planescape through its own store, GOG, the Mac App Store, and Steam for $20.
GOG's GOG.
I'm sorry, I didn't GOG. Know.
That's okay.
That's something. GOG, the Mac App Store, and Steam for $20. On mobile, you'll be paying $10 through either the App Store or Google Play. We'd say the price is reasonable in either case.
Oh, yeah.
Beamdog estimates that a typical playthrough will last 50 or more hours, and there's a distinct chance you'll be happy whether you're nostalgic for Torment or just want to sink your teeth into a classic Dungeons & Dragons experience.
So a few weekends.
Nice.
This is from Engadget website is the article. So for anyone who wants to reread what I just said... So that, I thought that was pretty cool because I got home from work Tuesday night. I'm like, oh, let's see what the countdown was. Reloaded the page. I'm like, oh, it's a video game. Sweet. I know I'm excited because these are the kind of games that I like.
Yeah.
Blast from the past.
Okay. So that was that. Also available Tuesday, April 4th for all you DMs and D&D players alike.
2 more days from now.
A new book is being released called Tales from the Yawning Portal.
Ooh.
If you think Yawning Portal sounds familiar and you've done Undermountain 3.5, there you go. It's in the Undermountain book.
Yay.
It makes reference to the Yawning Portal. Plus, Chris Perkins uses the Yawning Portal a lot.
It sounds kind of tiring, the Yawning Portal.
I think he used it on that PAX East one that that we watched.
Maybe.
I think that's where they started. Anyway, so on Tuesday, it has 7 classic adventures from the start of D&D until now, reimagined for 5th edition. It's got White Plume Mountain, Tomb of Horrors, Against the Giants, Dead and Fae, that would be fun, Forge of Fury, Hidden Shrine of Temokin, and Sunless Citadel.
Yay!
Yay! So Tuesday, April 4th, that gets released. You can get it for $49.95 at our local gaming store, Fantasy Cards and Games. But we found it, I found it for $29.97 on Amazon Prime. Woohoo!
And we pre-ordered it.
And Jason pre-ordered it for us, so
nice.
Reading material.
See, for Sunless Citadel and Tomb of Horrors, I'd get that book immediately.
Yeah. I was going to say, Sunless Citadel is good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've always been a fan of Tomb of Horrors.
Yeah.
Because the Dread Demi-Lich Acerarak. Yeah.
Oh, we keep making reference to the, what is it, the Cultists of Fae or whatever?
Yeah, Wizards of Fae.
Wizards of Fae, that's it. The Wizards of Fae. So, Dead and Fae piques my interest.
Don't worry, your next adventure is going there.
Oh, boy. Not if I have my way. If I have my way, we're going to Barovia next, bitch.
Yeah.
Things that nerds say.
Okay, so this doesn't really pertain to you as much, Chris, since you know you're over by Detroit. Mm. But for anyone that's in our listening area, and you've heard of a gaming store downtown South Bend called The Griffin.
That would be South Bend, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent out their rooms to play games. If anyone wants to host a D&D group, but you don't want them coming into your home, or you want to have a board game night, but again, not in your home, from Friday, 7 p.m. to midnight, and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., the rooms are available. They are scheduled by request. There's no fees, and you can contact them by phone first at 574-287-5533. Then they will confirm. And the email for them is Griffin, GRIFFONB, as in boy, at AOL.com.
Did they give prices on that?
There's no prices to rent the rooms. There's no fees.
Oh, so you're not really renting it then?
You're just scheduling the room.
Scheduling your time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice. I they have plenty of room. I mean, we've been in the Griffin before.
And
so,
I have a fantasy schedule of when they do stuff, but some of their stuff isn't open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And why list things that people can't join? I mean, I know they do a lot of Magic the Gathering nights, and I might start talking about Magic the Gathering, but that's if I get into it more.
And for those people who have long-distance, like, friendships and all that, they can always go to Roll20.net as another way.
What's Roll20.net?
Oh, well, I found it a couple weeks ago when I saw somebody posting it in a forum. But apparently it's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go online and schedule groups for just about anything. GURPS, D&D 5.0, 3.5. I think I saw 2.0. Oh, and Fate. I saw some Fate groups in there. But, like, literally, like, if I go look on there right now, there's probably a group listing in the next half an hour to an hour that I could go join. Now, they look like there's some people who ranged in, like, how proficiency and how many hours they played. So you may get a group that's, like, brand new with a DM who's never played before.
Mm.
Or you can get somebody who has, like, hundreds of hours. So
then they wouldn't want me.
I saw groups up to 25 people. I don't know how you do that, though. But that would be crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, we've had enough trouble with 8.
Yeah. Well, just imagine. They'd have to have, like, sub-DM, like, assistants and all that. I would help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've signed up for that website, but I really haven't utilized it very much. It had a lot of tools on it and stuff, too.
Yeah, but yeah, you name it, online. Some of it's just voice only. Some of it's even text, and I saw some video and voice.
That's what arpool.net is. It's pretty much text-based role-playing in forums.
Yeah. I'll just go play on my IRC.
Oh, God, IRC. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Don't give me flashbacks today, Jason. Come on, that's
so awesome.
God.
Okay, so last week I briefly mentioned a new Kickstarter book that's coming out. That's being lunched Monday. Lunched. It's being lunched.
Ooh, it's being lunched.
I've got food in my hand, so I'm hungry.
For lunch.
It's being launched on Monday, April 3rd. Is that Touch a Class for 5th edition? Well, they've posted two more previews. One of them is for an alchemist, and the other one is for a noble. Let me see. I have them here. I had them here. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, it's a noble and an alchemist, and they have, like, the pages or the inserts that are going to be in the book I have the links for them listed in our notes so that you guys can go check them out on your own. Because everyone's kind of subjective in their own way to whether they like the class and what they like it for. So I'll let everybody check it out for their own. But it looks pretty interesting to me. So that's that. I've been watching that show, Dice Camera Action, that Chris Perkins runs. I say ran. Well, he ran. I say ran because I didn't realize until after the podcast last week and I was watching it that he recorded it last year. So I've been watching him run through Curse of Strahd in its entirety with this group of people.
The Curse of Strahd.
It's really good. I love how he runs. Yeah. I'm learning so much from watching him run this campaign.
Me too.
I mean, stop it. You're supposed to forget everything.
I mean, I hope that they have another show like they did that the three of us went and saw last year at the...
I do too. Yeah. I mean, they had the piece that we watched online, but...
I think they're supposed to have another one soon.
West is toward Labor Day.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm watching this show. It's really good. They run just shy of 2 hours each episode, so they get a lot done.
Damn.
And I'm on either like 9 or 10, and they're already a good chunk of the way through. He's got 4 people that do like different podcasts and different streams and different D&Ds. Like there's one girl that immediately following that recording every week, she'd go to another one called Miss Clicks, where they were running AD&D 2nd Edition.
Hmm. Yeah, the one thing that Chris Perkins does is he doesn't micromanage a lot, so he doesn't really care about certain things. So he'll just try to get you through the campaign first, which is really probably more
ideal.
And if
he knows you're going to have sticky spots, he'll create NPCs for you. Like he's already had a couple of guests come in, and he's had them create a couple of NPCs to help the group out here and there, like kind of guide them along the way. It's nice. I'm thinking of doing that too. Hmm. And you know he's all around. I mean, I would love to be in one of his campaigns. You don't even know. And then for one of the episodes, it starts and there's Matt Mercer sitting there killing the entire party. And then he's like, "Hey, wait a minute, what are you doing? Go away! It's my campaign." Oh my gosh, it was great. I love it. I can't wait to finish it. There's like 30 something episodes, so I'm good for a while. So for everyone who's not been through Curse of Strahd, would like to see what it's like before you play, or from a DM's aspect, you want some good pointers on how to run Curse of Strahd, I would recommend watching Dice Camera Action. It was on Twitch, but now you can find every episode on YouTube.
Thanks.
So, unless you guys have anything you want to add, that's pretty much it for D&D news.
No, I'm good.
I got nothing more.
Okay.
And the awkward silence.
Ba-dum-bum.
We have Chris.
So onto my entertainment news.
How entertaining.
Yes, it will be entertaining. Well, of course, you remember how I was talking last week about the Justice League trailer since it released last Saturday, and of course it was a big deal and DC had finally put out some new work. Of course, not to be outdone, what came out about 3 days later? The most recent Spider-Man Homecoming trailer.
Yeah.
So the trailer makes me want to see the movie a little more, but unfortunately, I'm hoping that it doesn't turn into an unofficial Iron Man 4. Because, I mean, I don't know how much of the trailers you guys have seen yet, but it's just like, you know, in the most recent trailer, Tony Stark is talking or in it at least 40% of the time. And it's like, okay, we get where you're coming with on him and you're trying to kind of mentor him, but please don't make this movie about you. So I think there's some promise.
Okay.
I mean, we got a few more months before it comes out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we have seen a lot of Spider-Man. We've, had 5 movies already, not including Civil War, in less time than we've had all the X-Men movies and all that. And I'm like, okay. I mean, we've had 3, you know, we'll now have 3 Spider-Men. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. Although, Tom Holland, you know, nice guy. So, I'm hoping to see more about that. This weekend was both WonderCon and CinemaCon, so I've heard a lot of press coming out of both of those. More screeners for Wonder Woman, and a lot of people are still very much talking up Wonder Woman. So I'm thinking Wonder Woman might finally be that critically acclaimed DC movie that DC really badly needs after, you know, Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad. I mean, I liked Suicide Squad, but people are panning it too still, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not get that, but, you know, to each their own.
I think it'll be good.
Yep. Oh, and there's a, you know, fan expo going on down in Dallas, but I haven't heard much from that. But, you know, hopefully we will start hearing a little more after the end of the weekend once people can actually start releasing stuff. This morning, being Sunday, was just the most recent release of the most recent trailer for The Mummy, the remake with Tom Cruise and Sophia Boutella, who many people would know her as, she was Gazelle in Kingsman, or she was Jayla in Star Trek Beyond.
Okay.
I
was about to say, I'm trying to think. I'm like, yeah. She was also in Star Trek, and I'm pretty sure she was the, you know, the one alien, and I just couldn't remember her name earlier, so. So yeah, that trailer looked pretty good. I was initially panning the fact that, I mean, do we really need a remake of The Mummy since it hasn't been out that long? I mean, it was a nice little, okay, I'd save the two movies plus The Scorpion King. I really didn't care for the third one, the third Mummy movie, The Curse of the Dragon something or other. I don't know.
Well, see, my thought is, do we really need another Tom Cruise movie?
Oh my god. And they're apparently they've already cast, they're already starting to work on number 6, and they've gotten the most recent Superman, Henry Cavill, to join up to that movie. But you're right. I mean, yeah, do we really need more Tom Cruise?
No, we do not.
Speaking of, people crossing lines and going to other places where they shouldn't be, not that I'm saying that Henry Cavill can't show up in a Mission Impossible movie. Apparently, fanboys are either going to have something else to gripe about, or the world is coming to an end, you know, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria, because Joss Whedon of, you know, the director of The Avengers is tagged to direct a Batgirl movie.
Hmm.
So, my Twitter feed was blowing up. I heard that and that was Friday, so it was definitely real news. here's the notation. Joss Whedon is directing the first ever standalone Batgirl film. The project, the newest installment of Warner Brothers' DC Extended Universe, will also feature other Gotham characters, and this is reported on by Variety. There's nothing else that's been noted for other than he's going to be directing it. We'll see if that stays, but there you go. You've got a Marvel guy crossing over to DC. Although technically you also have it the other way with Michael Keaton joining up on being the Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming, but in his portrayal in that trailer, Michael Keaton, I'm looking forward to seeing it because the Vulture actually seems pretty badass.
Hmm.
And the Vulture?
Yeah,
he was pretty. I would say he's one of his better adversaries. I mean, he's not no Doc Ock or anything like that or Venom.
Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin. Yes.
Willem Dafoe, I love you, baby.
Dafoe. other than that, the end of this week, I had some good, shows that were ending their seasons or going on a couple week hiatus. So just needless to say, my next month is going to be boring. Legion finished up. Oh my God. Anyone has not seen Legion.
Mm-hmm.
If you're any kind of fan of mutants or the X-Men or anything like that, or a story or storylines that'll really screw up your head, you have to watch it.
I'm a fan of Dan Stevens.
You're not a fan of Dan Stevens?
So how about if you're a fan of Dan Stevens?
Oh, there you go. If you're a fan of Dan Stevens, yes. Yep, there you go. Yes. I mean, it's 8 episodes. Hopefully it shows up on one of the streaming services here very soon. Yeah. So.
Sweet, it'll take less amount of time than it will to watch Downton Abbey.
Exactly. I mean, it was only an 8-episode season, but it's already, like I said a couple of weeks ago, it's already been renewed for season 2, and I'm hoping for, I can't imagine how they pulled this off with whatever budget they got or who's cock they're sucking to get this thing. It's I love it. And I mean, somebody turned me onto it and I was glad about that. But I've got Flash on a hiatus. I've got Supergirl on a hiatus, but at least this week I've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming back and the new season of iZombie starts back up on Tuesday. So, yep. Other than that, to wrap my little bits up, I heard the funniest thing. I was listening to Fat Man on Batman since after our podcast episode. I've been really starting to listen to podcasts. Thank you both of you for that one.
You're welcome.
Apparently, the guy that's Kevin Smith's co-host on there, Mark Bernardin, or I always want to think his name is Bernardo, but I think it's Bernardin or something like that. Apparently, on Hulu, which I know April's parents love their Hulu. Apparently, he's going to start writing for a show called Castle Rock, and if anybody just recognizes the name, Castle Rock is the fictional town in which Stephen King sets most of his storylines in.
Huh.
And that's what it's going to be. It's going to basically be a show about some of the things that happen. What if they all happen together in this town? So could you imagine Michael, the boy from The Shining, growing up, getting his first car being Christine? And he just happens to...
His first pet going into the pet cemetery.
Or he happens to be driving and accidentally kills Cujo, but takes him into the pet cemetery.
And then him and his friends are harassed by Pennywise.
Exactly. So I don't know what kind of rights they have to which of the books, but that just sounds interesting. So that's something to look forward to sometime. I think later this year is when they might actually release it to Hulu. But I just thought, you know, I'm a light fan of Stephen King. I mean, I like the fact he actually, fun fact, did you guys know he actually wrote under a pen name the book that was, that they used to base The Running Man off of, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
I know he had other pen names, yeah.
Yep. So,
I know his other pen name, I just can't think of him right now.
It's like Richard something or other. But I mean, Golden Years, Thinner. I mean, he has some good stuff that he's done. So I'm very curious to see how this new series works out because it's just, you know, they're kind of reworking old stuff, but you know, the Stephen King stuff we've all seen just on film. I really think that this could work possibly as a straight to streaming service, you know, stuff. But yeah. That's everything I got. Anything else you guys got?
I got a couple things because you just reminded me of something else. They're remaking It.
Yes.
I'm kind of excited because the guy they have playing Pennywise plays the vampire in Hemlock Grove.
Oh.
He's one of the Skarsgårds. He's, I think, the youngest Skarsgård, William Skarsgård.
Gotcha.
Okay. It's going to be out. The release date is September 8th of this year. Mm-hmm. I guess they're going to film it in Toronto.
And surprisingly, I know that trailer came out like a day after the Spider-Man one. It has gotten almost 17 million views as of our recording right now. 17 million effing views.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm not. Pass.
Oh, no. I'm getting over my fear of clowns, so I want to watch it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because the original is what made me hate clowns.
Yeah.
And this past October, I finally got over my fear.
Or this will make you fear clowns again.
Oh, no.
Which you're hoping not. Because, hey, I was posing with clowns for this man last year.
Oh, I remember that picture. I remember that picture.
Oh, there's more than one.
I remember the one picture I saw, so.
Okay. So there's that.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
And the other one is I read an article about the next Fantastic Beasts movie.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Fantastic Beasts has bowed to fan pressure, and apparently Johnny Depp has been replaced by Cumberbatch to play, I just had the guy's name. They just listed it. Grindelwald.
Grindelwald, yes.
So they were going to have Johnny Depp play Grindelwald, and they've switched it to Benedict Cumberbatch, which is too perfect because after they got Cumberbatch, guess who's going to play young Dumbledore? Martin Freeman.
Oh, no.
So not only do they get to be Sherlock and Watson, now they're going to be Grindelwald and Dumbledore.
Nice. That is awesome.
Well, apparently they're calling Benedict a much safer and more popular choice.
I think they just
think he'd be a better fit. So, and there's already a picture of him with he's got long blonde hair. Oh my gosh. Cumberbatch is, I've never seen him.
Oh, jeez.
Cumberbatch is British.
I know this, yes. So is Martin Freeman.
Yes.
Well, at least he's...
Unlike Johnny Depp.
He's British Isles, yeah. So, that's exciting news, but that's all I have for entertainment news.
Cool.
Alright. Well, I got nothing. So, video game news.
You're not very entertaining, are you?
Oh, I guess not. Well, hopefully I'll be entertaining with my video game news. Anyways, so I don't have much in the World of Warcraft. Patch 7.2 came out, so that's new content. Not as much content as I was hoping for, though. So they gave us a new little island to go out to and just do world quests on. That's pretty much it. They gave us a new dungeon that's on that island, so okay. And we have Karazhan, Mythic. So that's kind of cool. They also mentioned, so we raid Tuesday nights right after patch.
Mm-hmm.
We were super excited because we were doing heroics. We're going through these heroics and we're like just destroying them. We got the first three bosses and we come up, we get the spider boss, the time boss, and we get to the third boss and we're like, all right, we'll smash this. We're beating the timer. We're like, yeah, we got this. And then the boss goes into his phase three mode where he shoots this energy beam out of his face and his butt pretty much. And he starts rotating and you have to, the only difference is in heroic is he changes rotations periodically. So you got to kind of counter that. Regardless of where we stood, like even if you weren't in the energy beam, you were still getting hit by the energy beam.
Oh.
So we had people just dying left and right. And we're like, what? What? We're not standing in it. Like, what's wrong? So then we do it again. Same thing happens.
Oh, damn.
Third time, we're like, okay, let's just go try to stand kind of towards his butt. Maybe we're a little bit safer, but we die again. So we pretty much gave up after the sixth try because there was no way you can live through the energy beam if you get hit by it. So, yeah, we got so sad about that because we were like, we were just destroying the content because we don't normally do heroic. So we were just, this is like our second time doing heroic through. And we got stuck on that boss. We were so pissed.
So what you're saying is it brings whole new meaning to the phrase, blow it out your butt?
Yeah. And the reason why we were doing heroic content, because we just killed Gul'dan, the last boss. So we were saved to that because we just loaded the old instance so we could just work on it. Or scenario or whatever. No, it's instant zone. Anyways, so yeah, we got Gul'dan. Congratulations, Justice League.
Yeah,
in normal mode. So we're working on heroic content now. So moving
apparently
that.
You just have to work on Ass Blaster.
Yeah. Well, they fixed him Wednesday because we were like going into this thinking, well, if they didn't fix it, we got nothing to do. Mm-hmm. So like, if we're still stuck. Blizzard made no acknowledgement that they had fixed it.
Mm.
Nothing whatsoever. Not even that they acknowledged that there was a bug. So they just silently hot fixed it.
Yeah, he had some of that norovirus going on.
Yeah. So, yeah. Very annoying. Thank you, Patch 7.2, for ruining our Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hashtag Tuesday suck.
Well, it always sucks when they do something. Oh, and apparently it wasn't just heroic, because normal was apparently okay. It was heroic and mythic. So all the mythic groups were getting pissed too because they couldn't get past the boss. So,
it's mythic, it's to be expected.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah, what happens. Anyways, so that was cool. They fixed him Wednesday night. Oh, Nether Shard drops are getting nerfed too, they mentioned, because apparently they're dropping like crazy. So they hotfixed that. So, sadness.
Oh no, we're helping you out too much. Let's fix that problem.
Well, you use them to turn in to do stuff, but it's a currency. But yeah, so what they did was they reduced the normal drop rate off of common mobs, and then significantly increased the rare elites. So they're pretty much making you kill rare mobs. So you're just going to go form groups and go around killing rare elites now.
Okay.
They did announce patch 7.2.5 will have class changes that look like they'll be based on quite a bit of feedback, because they had a lot of notes on that. We expect to see the Monk Mistweavers, Brewmasters, and Windwalkers getting touched. My Balance Druid is getting changed, because apparently with 7.2, they buffed our Starfire, Moonfire, and then our Waxing and Waning gets a buff. For the first time you do it to hit Moonfire. Well, apparently we can just spam Moonfire, and it does a shit ton of damage during this. So they're going to change that now.
Moonfire!
And then Holy Knights are getting, or Death Knights are getting changed, probably. Mm-hmm. So, in other my last bit of World of Warcraft news, MMO Champion has April Fool's patch 7.8.0 official alpha notes.
Oh, God.
Which is a bunch of funny notes, such as mythic modes like Mythic Minus, Mythic Times, Mythics Divide. Mythics minus X equals 22 plus Y divided by 7, solve for Mythic.
Oh, my God.
And then they also had a... There was a bunch of... Just every single class had its own joke notes and everything. It was hilarious. If you have time, just go read through it on MMO Champion. They also had a joke about the new classic Battle.net theme for Blizzard's desktop app, which is a blast from the past from, like, World of Warcraft, or not World of Warcraft, Warcraft 3.
Oh, God. So, oh, God,
the original Warcraft. So, that was just funny. And they have images, too, of it. So, I'm just like, oh, blast from the past, baby. That's all I had for World of Warcraft. In somewhat more probably exciting news for everybody, Destiny 2 is supposedly going to be bigger than Destiny with all of its expansions installed.
Thank you, God.
So
I'm excited.
What you can do is you can go to GameStop and you can look at the minimum storage space required and see that it says 68 gigabytes and storage requirements subject to increase. Mm-hmm. So it could be even more than this. But yeah, that is way bigger than everything else that they've got right now.
That
so
is just freaking ridiculous.
And that's good. Yeah. Because I think they need that. The game's going to be released September 8th. So
same day as Planescape.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Same day as It. That's it. It.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to probably want to play Destiny 2. But it's probably good too.
I'm excited for Destiny 2, and when am I excited for a video game?
Yeah, exactly.
Besides Planescape.
And, yeah, exactly. We Happy Few.
True. Yes. So, all of those excited about Destiny 2, go check out the trailer. They have a new trailer. It's got
Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion.
As Kane, what is his name?
I don't know, but he is absolutely fucking hilarious.
I keep thinking Kane, but it's like Kane 6. Or Cyan 6.
Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, Destiny trailer.
Here, let me lick the chocolate off my fish.
But yeah, that's definitely going to make me, you know, now that I've taken care of my expenses for buying the new PC, yeah, now it's time to really worry about going ahead and getting that Xbox One so that I can go ahead and be all like,
speaking of that, they also announced they're going to release it on PC.
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait, but no. I want to play it on PS4 because that's what I learned to play it on. That's how I know how to play it.
See, I like playing games on PC because you get the mouse and keyboard, and you get way more control over things.
Yeah, well, I like to play them on the PS4 because then I can sit on the couch with the dog.
Well, plus your characters get transferred over from the PS4 then. So,
ooh, that'd be sweet.
I don't know if it gets transferred over to the PC. Probably not. It'll probably be the same separate thing again.
Yeah, because they're
just
saying
like Xbox and
Elder Scrolls you can't transfer from PC to, yeah. Mm-hmm. Elder Scrolls Online.
Alright, so that's my Destiny 2 news. The latest Zelda Breath of the Wild update, version 1.1.1, apparently fixes frame rate issues, especially in that, air quotes, forest that were troubled areas. Apparently lots of people having issues in certain areas. And this patch is a massive performance improvement. So if you have Zelda, install this patch. It's important that you do so because you'll have a much better user.
That's a very nice.
These Zelda people out there. Bit of a weird thing on there. Anyways, Project Scorpio will be released during holiday 2017.
Really?
And the new June XDK update will bring graphic stacks up to the 6 teraflops target that we're aiming for. It's like right now, it's like 4, around 4, I think. So, they also announced the 3 games that they'll be showing with that. Forza 7. Okay, that makes sense. Because they did that with the Xbox One. Battlefront 2. So, that'll be interesting. And then, more importantly, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, dear. Okay,
on the 4K on this console. So, I don't know if I want to buy the console, though, because we have the Xbox One S.
Oh, you can't just buy the game?
Oh, you can buy the game. I'm sure they will. So we'll be getting that game.
Oh, yeah. We got the first one. Of course we will.
Yeah. So.
Now, for everyone who's ever been in our house knows we have the zombie side of the map hanging on our living room wall.
Yes.
And what I was mentioning earlier, there was a released kind of humor kind of trailer for the StarCraft Remastered.
Mm-hmm.
These two little Terran Marines are fighting over this controller. It keeps switching between lower res and higher res. So, anyways, go check out I'm a Champion. I'll have the link in the notes.
Nice.
So that's all I got. Let's move on to some birthdays. All
right. Close out that. Birthdays! did either of you see the movie Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Do you remember the siren scene?
Yes, I do.
Okay, did you know that one of the chicks singing's name is Emmylou Harris?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Emmylou Harris and Alison Krauss is on that soundtrack. The reason I'm telling you this is today is Emmylou Harris' birthday. She was born in 1947.
Nice!
I love her. She is amazing. She's a bluegrass musician and singer. And she did quite a bit of vocals, as I said, for the soundtrack of Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou.
Mm-hmm.
So, we love her. And my other birthdays for today, Dr. Demento. Now, also known as Barrett Eugene Barry Hansen, he's born in 1941. He's a radio broadcaster and record collector, and specializing in novelty songs, comedy, and strange or unusual recording dating to back in the early days of the phonograph records, all the way up to present. Apparently, his show went into syndication in 1974. Weird Al has him to thank for becoming famous since he walked in and recorded Another One Rides the Bus on his show. So, happy birthday, Dr. Demento. And remember to always stay demented.
Damn straight.
Another one is Linda Hunt, born in 1945. She's Hedy Lang in NCIS Los Angeles, which Hedy actually made a cameo in an episode of Scorpion. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Shedout Mapes in Dune.
Mm-hmm.
She's the narrator's voice in apparently most of the God of War video games.
Mm.
She's the voice of management in the show Carnival. And one that I didn't realize, she's the voice of Grandmother Willow in Pocahontas 1 and 2.
Oh.
I know, right?
Yeah, I love that lady. She's cute. She's a cute little lady.
I love her. She's amazing. Whenever I see The Incredibles, I picture her as the wardrobe lady.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, she's actually based on... Yeah, Edna Mole. I used to thought they based it on her. They actually based it off of another designer. But, yeah, I always think of Linda Hunt when I see that
one. I think they should have had her do the voice. I mean, I'm sorry.
I agree.
Anyways... April 3rd, we have Colby Smulders. You know who this is, Chris, I'm sure. She's actually the same age as me and Jason.
Nice.
She was born in 1982 on April 3rd. We all know and love her as Robin Scherbatsky in How I Met Your Mother,
mm-hmm.
but also as Maria Hill in the Avengers movies and Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Doubly straight.
But did you know she's going to be playing the role of Mother in the miserable middle section of a series of unfortunate events that's on Netflix?
I did not, so she's reuniting with Neil Patrick Harris on that.
Yes, she is.
Nice.
It'll be.
I'm excited. Now I kind of want to go back and watch it, because apparently there's the different sections of Miserable Mill, so I bet you it's already on there.
Huh. Would you say it'll be legendary?
No, you didn't do it right.
Legend.
Legend. Wait for it.
Dairy.
Dairy. Why do you think Melvin's middle name is Wait For It? I was amazed that Lily liked that. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the other birthday for tomorrow is one that I love and people in my music community probably would appreciate, but you guys not so much unless you watch Gilmore Girls. Sebastian Bach. Born in 1968, he's the former lead singer of the band Skid Row. And he's also, well, don't look at my English on this typing, but he has also done some acting. He played Gil, one of the band members in Lane's band in the Gilmore Girls, and apparently he played a random rocker in the musical Rock of Ages that they made into a movie with Tom Cruise.
Oh, okay.
So I was very excited. I didn't even realize that.
Mm.
I own that movie, and I just binge-watched Gilmore Girls. So April 4th is a big day. Very big day.
How big is it?
Hugo Weaving, babe.
Ooh.
Yeah. Born 1916 in Ibadan, Nigeria.
Really?
Yeah. We all know and love, well, I know and love him as Agent Smith in the Matrix movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was V in V for Vendetta. I did realize it when I watched it. He was Johann Schmidt, a.k.a. Red Skull in Captain America, the First Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
Voice of Megatron in pretty much most any Transformer movie that Megatron's in, he was the voice. Obviously, we know him as Elrond in a couple of The Hobbits and all of Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know he was the voice of Rex in Babe and Babe, A Pig in the City?
I did not know that.
I know that now. And he was Tick, a.k.a. Mitzi, in The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
That I did know.
So what also makes this a big day, Heath Ledger.
Oh.
Born 1979 in Perth, Australia. He unfortunately died January 22nd, 2008.
Mm.
My mother and I loved him in Roar. He played Connor. But he was also in Patrick Vronin, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Patriot. He was William Thatcher in A Knight's Tale. Jacob Grimm in Brothers Grimm, one of my favorite movies. Casanova in the movie Casanova. It sucked. I've seen it. Tony in The Imaginary of Dr. Parnassus, which he actually did after being the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Your April 4th thing reminded me, for all those people who are enjoying Mass Effect Andromeda, they're going to have more information about Mass Effect coming out.
Hmm.
That's all. Yeah. Just the other
girl. That is all.
It's speaking of goodness on April 4th.
Well, you can see my face right now. Robert Downey Jr.
Hmm.
You interrupted Robert Downey Jr.
I am so sorry.
You have
born 1965, we know him as the man, Tony Stark.
That is right.
Tony Stank.
But I also know him as Sherlock Holmes and Sherlock Holmes and Sherlock Holmes.
I'm just going to know him as Tony Stark.
He was freaking amazing. And we all remember him in Tropic Thunder, one of the few stupid movies
yeah.
I love. He was in Gothica with Halle Berry. He's in one of my favorite rom-coms called Only You with Marissa Tomei.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love that. And I love this movie he was in called Chances Are.
Hmm.
The 80s movie. I love it. I think it was Burns. What was the Burns actor's name? The old guy.
George Burns.
I think if it's the one I'm remembering, it's the one where George Burns de-ages somehow, and it's Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
I think that's it, but I'm not sure. Anyways, chances are, great movie. I have the picture of the lady in the movie, and I can't think of her name, so moving on.
Sybil Shepherd.
Thank you. April 5th, I have two. April 5th is Zach Bagans, born 1977. I kind of feel like he needs to be a hobbit because this last
movie. I was just going to make a joke about that. Yes.
I'm like, is he related to Bilbo?
I'm sure he's heard that a few times.
No.
He's the one who's on and produces Ghost Adventures, and he's on the show Deadly Possessions. And he's like my ghost hunter lust object, so, but we all know this. And apparently he bought some haunted house in Gary, Indiana, from what I understand. It's a rumor, but I think it's been actually established recently.
Oh, that it is actually haunted?
No, that he actually did buy it.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Okay. This next one I'm probably going to butcher because she's not from around here. Agnetha Falskog?
Falskog.
Born 1950 in Jönköping, Sweden. She's a member of the band ABBA. I knew me and Jason would appreciate that.
I like ABBA. I've got Waterloo now on my...
I can't even say her.
ABBA. It depends on how you pronounce
it. Tomato, tomato. Either way, I don't like tomatoes anyways.
Exactly.
April 6th. Paul Rudd. Born 1969. Let's put it this way. All I put for the comic one is Ant-Man, because we all know. No other explanation needed. Ant-Man. He was Josh in Clueless, Dave Paris in Romeo and Juliet, you know, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio. He was Phoebe's husband, Mike Hannigan in Friends. He was on Night at the Museum. I liked him in Knocked Up. That's a funny movie. Mm-hmm. I also liked him in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's a funny movie, too. But, he was on one of my favorite Saturday Night Live sketches of all time. Him and Justin Timberlake were on the show.
Oh.
And it had that Bobby Moynihan, the really heavy set guy, and another guy. Those three were the dancers. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce was on the show. So they were the dancers for all the single ladies. And Paul Rudd's character was the producer or the director. Oh, my God. Watching those three men in heels doing that dance was – it completed my life. Especially Justin Timberlake. My God, those hips.
Oh, God.
I swear he was a woman in his past life.
Hey, how else would he get a dick in a box?
True. And he was on our face. But Paul Rudd was also in This Is the End, and apparently he's the voice of Darren in Sausage Party. Oh, my God, have you seen Sausage Party?
I still have not. I know.
Oh, my God.
I will. I might go. I might watch it tomorrow. It just I've been busy.
I do believe it's on Netflix.
It is on the Netflix.
It's better not. Oh my God! Disclaimer: if you have children under the age of 30, do not let them watch Sausage Party.
Under the age of 30.
No. I think Eliana's brain was blown a little bit.
Nice. All right, okay. Who else we
so
got?
The
for
other
six?
Birthday. I got two more birthdays for this day. So it's another big day. Michael Rooker. Born 1955. He was in Tombstone, Mallrats, an episode of Stargate 1, or Stargate SG-1. He was in a movie I really like called Jumper. He's the voice of Mike Harper in Call of Duty Black Ops 2, the video game. He's Merle Dixon on The Walking Dead. Ask me how much I don't like The Walking Dead.
Hey, I tried watching it again recently and still
I made it to the prison and I was uninterested.
I love it.
He's Yondu Udonta in Guardians of the Galaxy and the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and apparently also in the upcoming Avengers Infinity War that is currently
Walking Dead is my soap opera.
Yeah, you have fun with that, Jason.
I thought it was D-Nation.
Oh, I like that too.
Okay. Jason's just a zombie.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have two more. Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee!
And now, why would I add Billy Dee Williams to my list of birthdays, may you ask?
Because he, wants...
he was born in 1937. It's because he's Lando Calrissian in Star Wars 5 and 6, as well as the voice of him in numerous video games. But he was also Harvey Dent in 1989's Batman.
Mm-hmm. Plus, he did the commercials for Colt 45 Malt Liquor.
More importantly.
Okay, one I'm throwing in just because it's computer geek related. Andy Hertzfeld, born 1953. He was a member of the original Apple Macintosh development team during the 1980s. Hmm. He joined Google in 2005, and in 2011 he was the key designer of the Circles user interface on Google Plus,
which we all use and love
every day.
Every single yeah. Moving on. Right.
What's my login? All right, same as my email.
Wait, why are my contacts the same as my Circles? I don't understand this. Dang it, Google.
Oh no.
Oh,
okay.
No.
I gotta finish this. Stop it.
Yes.
April 7th, Russell Crowe, born in 1964 in Wellington, New Zealand. He was in The Quick and the Dead. I love that movie.
Great movie.
L.A. Confidential. He was Maximus in The Gladiator.
Not a great movie.
He was John Nash in A Beautiful Life.
Mm.
Captain Jack Aubrey in Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. That's a good movie. He was in Cinderella Man. He played Jim Braddock.
Mm.
He played the bad guy in 310 to Yuma. Ooh. I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
I still need to see that one.
I own that movie. I need to own The Quick and the Dead. Anyways, he played Robin Longstride in Robin Hood, and he was Javert in Les Mis.
Javert.
He did an amazing job in that. Mm-hmm. He can sing so well. Did not know this. And he was Pearly Soames in Winter's Tale. I love that movie. And he was Jor-El in Man of Steel.
Yay!
That I did know.
And then we have Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan!
He was born April 7th, 1954. I liked him in the Rush Hour movies, Shanghai Nights and Shanghai Noon.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him in The Karate Kid. Mm. I actually really liked The Forbidden Kingdom when he was Liu Yan, a.k.a. Old Hop. And in the Kung Fu Panda movies, he was the voice of Monkey. And did you know he was in that new-ish Around the World in 80 Days movie?
Yes, mm-hmm. I did.
He was Passepartout, a.k.a. Lao Sing. Can't pronounce that. Mm. Anyway. April 8th, I've got Robin Wright, born 1966. And really the only thing I recognized her in was Buttercup and the Princess Bride and Jenna in Forrest Gump.
Yep, Jenna. And she's no longer Penn, so we're good there.
Thank God.
She's not Penn, she's not left, she's not wrong, she's right.
She took her happy pills and she got away from Penn. Emma Caulfield, born 1973. I really only care that she was Anya in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
While we're on that quick thing, have you seen those pictures that Entertainment Weekly's posted about from the reunion?
The reunion, yes.
Beautiful pictures. I love that.
Okay. My last birthday, Taylor Kitsch. Born in 1981, he was John Carter in, well, John Carter.
Really?
And he's Remy LeBeau. He's X-Men Origins Wolverine. Hello. Okay, sorry. Everybody who knows me know that I'm all about, Gambit.
You're all about the card-throwing energy projectors?
Gambit, it's for me.
It's the accent. Oh, Munchetti.
Yeah, that's it. It's the accent.
Yeah, that's the accent.
Yeah.
It helps.
It does. Uh-huh.
So those are the birthdays. Sorry if they took a while, but I got distracted.
Woo! Hey. Okay, so moving on to Tech Talk here. Who here likes Elon Musk?
Well, he's not too bad.
Yeah, I kind of like him. Because, like, of all his crazy endeavors. You know, like Tesla, SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a new endeavor, you might have heard, called Neuralink, which is going to connect brains with computers.
Really?
Yeah. So I think this is interesting. And he's kind of gung-ho about it, it seems like, because it looks like his finances, he's financing the company completely with his own money. And he's borrowing money against his other companies to do this.
Oh. So,
and he's picked up some of the biggest people who would be the most knowledgeable in this area of research. So
really?
Yeah. There was mentioned that he might have possible investment from the Founders Fund. So, and from his earlier co-founder for PayPal. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. But supposedly one of the first products they'll probably maybe create, I guess this is all conjecture, like whether or not they're, what they're actually going to do. But they think that the best possible first start for this is to develop advanced implants to treat intractable brain disorders like epilepsy and major depression. So there could be money in this, and if Elon Musk's in it, there's probably something there, especially if he's putting this much kind of money behind it. So, but I love Elon Musk, everything he does. So I thought that was kind of neat. So this is kind of leading me to the future that is portrayed in Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, God.
If any of you are familiar with the anime, the gray anime, I suggest watching it. Or apparently the movie, which I was informed just recently by Chris, is not doing so well.
Hey, it only made $19 million after the first weekend. You know, so yeah. it's got about, you know, another $90 million to make up what it spent to make it. But, you know, we'll see. Okay,
yeah, but that's just released in the U.S., though.
Well,
right?
Okay. Well, hold on, actually. So I'm looking it up real fast. It's only made 19 domestically, but it's made 40 in, you know, outside of the country.
Japan has to be a big – because Japan was big about it. So
right. So, yeah, it's not telling me exactly where foreign, but, yeah, $40 million outside of the country.
Okay. Pretty good. So, in other news – you know how we all heard about Amazon drone delivery?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, it actually may be a future. Like, I was kind of skeptical because this was, like, I think the day before April Fool's or whatever. And, like, I think they used it as an April Fool's joke. But it seems like it actually may be real because they have an undisclosed semi-rural location, which they're actually testing this.
Hmm.
So they're attempting simulated possible obstacles. They even have, like, a dog obstacle kind of thing, like simulation. So, and they also stated that they now have a don't hit clotheslines rule coded into it. Because apparently that was a thing.
Hitting so. Clotheslines. I'd be more worried about hitting electrical lines, but I get that too.
Yeah, well, those are probably thicker and easier to see.
True.
well, maybe, hopefully. Who knows? Hopefully. But yeah, so they're simulating that, so that's kind of cool. Other news, smartphones may be to blame for the unprecedented spike in pedestrian deaths, says the report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association.
What? No.
I can believe, because people are on their phones. I think we've already known this for like a couple years now, especially those who live in New York or major, you know, suburbs where lots of people walk and don't pay attention.
All right.
So, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. The other interesting thing, Nintendo Switch doesn't have a way for you to port your game saves off the console.
Really?
So you could lose everything you've done in your game save if maybe your Switch just mysteriously stops working one day, which apparently is a thing. So
yeah, that sucks.
Already. Yeah, so all those hundreds of hours you poured into your game console may be gone if your Nintendo Switch decides not to start turning on one day. So apparently... So, yeah, their customer tech support people aren't very excited by this. But anyways, I thought that was interesting. So we're still going to play Nintendo Switch anyways, but we'll just pray that it never crashes. Twitter will no longer count usernames against tweets that are 140 characters limit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys are tweeting, yeah, I thought that was interesting. For most people who use Twitter already know this. But,
yep.
Yeah.
The big thing is, you know, sometimes it's a little more difficult to remove yourself or other people from mass text. You actually have to look at when you're replying. So that's just an FYI for anybody out there that hasn't figured that one out yet.
Yeah. And that was our other issue with that, though. So, yeah. So that adds more problematic issues in the future.
Yeah.
Push off the cutter, huh? But, hey, you know what? It is what it is.
Exactly.
And that helps them link people to posts, though. So, like, programmatically, I think I could see them using that as more of a tool for them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was interesting. Did you know that if playing Tetris can reduce onset PTSD after trauma, study finds? So, if you play Tetris, you could help soothe your PTSD issues.
Hmm.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. I've got two more things here. I thought this was cool. NASA Image and Video Library launched with a massive collection of photos, videos, and audio files. I have the link to it in my notes. So if you go there, like, it's not super easy because you got to kind of know what you're looking for. So there's like a search. But you can just start looking by the most popular or the newest uploads that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, they got some really cool pictures on there. So, you know, if you like making your desktop background like space, like I do,
space.
Then yeah, go there for your background pictures of the universe. So, my last bit of news. Today is the 2nd. Yesterday was the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of April Fool's crap going on. So, TheVerge.com has and I also have a link in my notes, has a roundup of all the Google April Fool's jokes for this year. This includes Google Gnome, which I advise going and watching the video because it's hilarious. Pac Maps, which is Google Maps, which turns it, and I could have swore they did something like this before, where they turned something into Pac Man.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. Google Maps did the same thing, turned it into Pac Man.
Yeah. So it's not too new. It looks like maybe a little bit of a rehash. They had Google Wind, which is hilarious because they're using the windmills. It was a Dutch video or whatever, and they were trying to control the weather by controlling these windmills. Anyways, you'll have to watch the video. It's another funny one. And then they also had new Chromebook accessories like Groupie Stick, Chromebook Cardboard, which is a play on like the cardboard for your phone, and Chromebook Workout Armband. If you know what a Chromebook is, it's pretty big. So, yeah. That's all I got for techie news.
I had one. I actually had to read it.
Well, funny. I want to transition into April Fool's jokes, but if you want to read your thing.
Well, this is my April Fool's joke.
Exactly.
So, my April Fool's joke, I actually had to read it. And, you know, in reading it, it was pretty great because they had little, like, quotes from other doctors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So here's the article. I'm just going to read you the article. And it has a great picture of David Tennant wearing some sunglasses.
Aw.
Did you know, according to April 1st, Doctor Who TV can exclusively reveal today that Peter Capaldi will not, in fact, regenerate this Christmas. Instead, fans will see the reverse. In a startling twist, the Time Lord will revisit past incarnations following the 12th Doctor's final moments this Christmas. We'll see him cycle back down to the 10th Doctor. David Tennant will once again be reprising his iconic role and will then join new showrunner Chris Chibnall for Series 11 next year. The move comes as part of a BBC strategy to attempt to recapture the popularity of the Tennant era. Billy Piper is also in talks to bring back Rose.
Oh, jeez.
Chris Chibnall said, rather than cast a new actor, we realized we already had the perfect candidate. The 10th Doctor is easily the most loved of the entire modern era. Plus, with Broadchurch finishing, David's looking for work again. I should know. Stephen Moffat said, why didn't I think of that? Peter Capaldi said, I don't want to go. David Tennant said, sorry, but understand this is just until Marvel bring Kilgrave back. Matt Smith said, well, technically I'm more popular when rated on a 10-point scale. Christopher Eccleston said, I've told you, don't ever talk to me about Doctor Who again. Paul McGann said, come on, you bring me in for one mini episode and that's it? Are you insane? Sylvester McCoy said, rubbish. Colin Baker said, why do you all still hate Sixie? Is it just the costume? Peter Davidson said, did you know he's my son-in-law? It's all rather quaint. And Tom Baker said, I'm still the longest serving and therefore will always be the best. It's an indisputable fact. So I enjoyed it. I knew it was fake from the get-go, but I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared it with the rest of my Facebook clan. I thought the quotes were pretty ingenious.
Yeah, that definitely was.
Okay. So do you have any April Fool's things you read about?
Oh, definitely. let's see. The Netflix, Netflix was releasing something called Netflix Live, a remarkably peaceful video of Will Arnett narrating Ordinary Objects. Of course, later yesterday you saw it was canceled on their page, of course. That was hilarious. For, you know, for you Hulu fans, if you love Hulu but you don't have enough time, there's a new channel called Who, which just shows TV abbreviated. So it's like taking all the shows and like condensing it down to like 1 minute or so. And then I don't know about you two. Well, I'm pretty sure I know you two. Having to take a look at ThinkGeek and looking at the April Fool's items that they showed this year. They had nine. My notable ones that I liked: the Hot Pocket sleeping bag. The Westworld full body snake temporary tattoo. So that one. That one super thin woman that had that big snake tattoo, you see just this tattoo on this big, like, larger kind of guy like myself and whatnot. And then the swear jar, which means you put money in this jar and it actually swears and, you know, swears and says, fuck yeah, or stuff like that. So, yeah, so it's not a jar for when you swear, it's the jar swears when you put something in it. So, yeah, I mean, I had a mostly a work and, you know, mostly work and I needed to pass out kind of day after work yesterday, so I didn't see much, but I saw those couple and I was kind of happy about those.
I wanted to point out that CD Projekt Red, which, you know, The Witcher, had published a new figure that you can buy. It's Geralt of Rivia. Taking a bath. And, you know, if you've ever seen that, you should go look at the picture. It's pretty funny. It's, you know, it's just one of those things. And then there was a play on Final Fantasy XIV, Tactics Ogre. So I'm like, oh my gosh. No, it's not. So if you've ever played Final Fantasy Tactics, or Final Fantasy XIV Tactics. So there's a play on that. And Pokemon had an April Fool's joke too. So they had like a Machamp, if you're familiar with that. It's brand a new campaign for Spring 2017 with Pokemon Supermodel. So, yeah. I don't know. I didn't see, like, a lot of, like, Google had some of the best, because I always check every single year. Yeah. Anybody else get anything?
Nope, that would be it for me.
Yeah, that's all my April Fool's stuff.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and move on to the last bit.
All right. Let me do my thing here. Where's my thing? Here's my thing. Here we go. Okay. So, if you want to listen to us, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. But you can also find us...
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, ready for nap time. I'm sorry. I was ready to end this whole thing. Screw it. I'm done.
We forgot the most important part.
We forgot the most important part, apparently. Comic-Con updates.
Yes.
And I was done.
Yeah, you wanted to drop the mic and say, screw, we're done.
I was. It was mic drop time, shit. No, what it was is I want my pizza fish.
Pizza fish.
And they crunch. Anyways.
So, con updates.
Yeah, for Indiana, which me and Jason will be going to on the 15th, it's sad to announce that Sean Astin has canceled. But they have added Brianna Hildebrand.
Oh!
Yeah, you know, the angsty teenager from X-Men, the girl that's on Deadpool.
Yeah, Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
Nice.
And they've added Carrie Payton from The Walking Dead, who's also already going to be at Motor City. And I recently discovered through a friend of mine who her and her husband are also going that Indiana Comic Con has an app on for your phone where it gives you more information than what they have on the website. Like under each guest, it gives you their photo op schedule, their autograph schedule, and when their panels are.
Oh, so, very nice.
As of today, they still haven't announced his photograph time, but they have Cary Elwes' autograph time and panel time, so... I'm waiting, because I'm going for the picture, too. So, Motor City, a guy named Aaron Sagers has been added. I have him. Let me see. He's a TV personality, journalist, and author. He's been on the Today Show, was host, co-executive producer of the Travel Channel, where he remains as a travel expert, and hosted an after show for Sci-Fi, where he still appears. He's on a new TLC show called Paranormal Lockdown, Evidence Revealed. He worked with HBO as a Game of Thrones expert for morning shows across the nation and filmed a Travels with Dracula travel show in Transylvania.
Nice.
With Bram Stoker's direct descendant. That would be cool. So, yeah, he's going to be at Motor City.
Cool.
Let me see. And no cancellations at Motor City as of yet, so we're still good there.
Con season's coming. I can't believe how soon it's coming now.
2 weeks, and we're going to this one.
Nice.
Yep, Easter weekend.
Woo!
I did have us a motel room, but I'm like, we're just going for the day, so we're just going to drive there and drive back.
There you go.
Yes.
Save some money. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, I can do the rest of this so I can have my stupid crackers. You can listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, or you can also find us and listen to us on our website, www.ingloriousgeeks.com. We are Inglorious Geeks on Facebook. Yeah, on Twitter, we are Inglorious_Geek. On Instagram, we are Inglorious Geeks 3. 1, 2, 3. One of these days, I will actually log out of Snapchat and back into Snapchat and tell you where we are. Well,
whoops.
So unless either of you have anything you want to add, we are the Inglorious Geeks, so sit down.
Shut up.
And roll initiative.
Crackers, bitches.
Yeah, I hope none of you guys were super fooled on April Fools. So, it was on a Saturday, so it wasn't a work day, so it wasn't a good day to prank people.
Oh, there's chocolate on my fish.
Bye-bye!
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye!
Stay safe.